Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Maris Altachana Bas, Reb Meir Zev, and for Maris Tzipora Penina Bas Harav Moshe. Torah says, Perakov Beis, Potzachov Dalit, and Parshas Mishpatim, Im Kesef Talves Ami Esfani Imach, Lo Sia Lo Kenoshe, Lo Sesimun Olav Neshech, that if you lend money to my nation, to the poor person with you, don't be like a creditor to him. Do not place upon him interest. Look in Rashi from the Mechilta, who writes that it says, im is a chova and not a rishus. Meaning when it says if, doesn't mean you have the option of lending or not lending. It means that you have to lend. Like it says there, Yachol Rishus, I might think it's an option to lend. Talmud Lomar Havei Tavitenu, Chova Velo Rishus. Lend, you shall surely lend. It's an obligation. It's not an option. Look also in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvos Esei Kuf Tzadi Zayin, who says this. And Hochas Mavu Love Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. However, Asimov of Rabbi Akon Agadar Dor Yitzchak Man Zichat Tzadik Levracha. We're basing this year in his Torah. That sof we have to understand why did say a lashon of im, which is mashma rishus. If it's a chova, then why say im? And if it's a rishus, then im makes sense. But we determine it's a chova, so why say lashon of im? Or Chaim talks about this. Das sekenim lebalei atosis talks about this. Ve'od. We also have to understand what the Kli Yakar asks. That it says in the pasuk, im kesef taves ami. First, he's called ami, my nation, and then es ha'ani. Then he's called the poor person, and then a pasuk chaf hey. In the next pasuk, it says reyecha. M'chavotach bol samas reyecha bo shemesh teshivenu lo. That if you take his garment, then you should return it to him until sunset. So there he's called Reyecha. So first Ami, then Ani, then Reyecha. So the Gemara Darshins in Bav Mitzia in Aleph Amid Aleph in the Mechilta, Ami v'nach Reyami Kodem. If you have my nation and a guy, first comes my nation. Therefore it says Ami. What's b'chal b'havamina? More ask that. Ani v'ashir, ani kodem. You have a rich man and a poor man. Poor man is first. That's why it says ani. For you're lending money, first lend to the poor man and then to the rich man. Ani ayerchav, ani ayercheres. Ani ayercha kodemin. The poor of your city, the poor of a different city. The poor of your city are first. Where do you get that from? You get that from the fact that first it says Ami, which means a Jew comes before a Nachri. Then it says Ani. From that you get first comes a poor man, then comes a rich man. And then it says, Imach, with you, those who are with you. So, if you have the poor of your city and the poor of a different city, the poor of your city are first. It's very nice. But it doesn't explain the Reyecha. Why now is he suddenly called Reyecha? And also, this is a drasha. But what's Pshat Pshutel Shel Mikra? Ani, Ami, and then Ani. Farshim talk about this. Now that it says Lo Sia Lo Kenoshe, don't be like a creditor to him. That's an iser to be tovea b'chuzka. That if a person doesn't have the money, you're not allowed to demand the money from him. Like Rashi says, based on the Gemara above Mitzia, Ein Hayom Ein Beis, Ein Sham, Rambam, Perak Aleph Milchus Mavulov Alach Beis. So lechor we have to understand. Mehechan Mavur Milashan Nosha. Where do you see in the Lashon of Nosha? Don't be like a creditor to him. That it's talking about where he doesn't have what to pay. It says Nosha Stam. So maybe you shouldn't be like a creditor at all. Parshas Kiseitze says Ki Sasha Berecha Mashas Meuma Lo Savua Beis Olabur Avoto. That when you lend something to your friend, you shouldn't go to his house to take a mashkon. Now that is talking about, rather you should stand outside. That is talking about where he has. And yet you should still stand outside to get your mashkon, to get your collateral. And the pasuk calls him Anosha, same Lashon. So Mehechi Tesi Milashon Anosha, that it says here, that it means he doesn't have. There it's talking about where he does have to give this collateral. And he might even have to pay you back. So Mehechi Tesi, that here it means that he doesn't have. Who says he doesn't have? Maybe he does have, and you still shouldn't be like a creditor. We also have to understand what it says in the Mishnah, Bav Mitzia and Hamid Beis. That a Malva Beribis is over on this lab of Losia Lo Kenoshe. I ain't Sham, Barambam Perakdal and Mechos Mavulova Lacha Beis. And in Rashi Dibur Maschal Mavul over Bekulam. And it's also mashman the psuk in the pasuk here, because it's mishayich what it says lo siya lo kenosha, and then it says lo siyman al neshech, don't give him, don't take ribis. The chorah doesn't understand, it doesn't make sense at all. What does one have to do with the other? When it says lo siya lo kenosha, don't be like a creditor, it's because he doesn't have. But ribis he does have, so you're taking more. So my kesher bein ribis b'shiyeshlo l'noshe k'sheinlo. My kesher, two different things. So how can you say, what's the pasuk putting them together? And the pasuk calls them both a noshe. Ayin b'magid mishnah perik dalet mashe katsav b'zeh b'tosis yantif. The fifth perik of Rav Mitzia, Mishneh Aleph, Tiferes Yisrael there. Rav Yerucham Fishel Perla on the Ratzagin lo sekuf chof gimel. And after all that, it still requires a beer. So we can go on the following derech. The Rambam in the second parak of Chazmah Bavalov Alacha Aleph, with respect to the din of Misadrin Labal Chov, Gemara Bav Mitzia Kuf Yud Gimel, that you leave the Baal Chov Kedei Chayev, when he owes you don't take everything, you make sure to leave him enough for him to survive. Sajin Labal Chov. So let's say he doesn't have anything, just enough to keep him alive. Ainos Shemoso. We don't put him in jail like the Goyim do. Shenemar Lo Siya Lo Kenosha. It says in the Pasuk Lo Siya Lo Kenosha. So therefore the Beis Din doesn't put the guy in jail. If they can take, they can take. But if he doesn't have enough for Kedei Chayev, then they don't take anything. All he has is Kedei Chayev. They don't take anything. So it would appear that the explanation of the Rambam is that in a halva, when somebody gives, when somebody lends a shavius of mammon, he's not only giving money, but he's also giving to the Gavra himself. Because now the Gavra himself, the person himself, is adding on to what's lacking. He lacks this money, and now the person has the money. Nitvasef lo ma shechaser lo. Umishum kach. What do the goyim do? What do the yakum do? They put the lov in jail when he doesn't have what to pay. Because there's not only a tviya of mamonis, there's a tviya from the gavra himself. And that it says in the lav of lo sielo kenosha, that in contrast to the yakum, behalva li Yisrael, ein kan ela tviyat mamonot. When we're toveya, the mamon, we're just toveya mamon. We're not toveya from the gufa gavra. When it's the akum, they're toveya mi gufa gavra. They're toveya from the gavra himself, from his guf. Put him in jail. But by us, by uns, as they say in Portuguese, we don't put the guy in jail, we just take the money. Umize yesh totza'a. Shim ein lo l'shalem, asul l'tbo'a oto. If he doesn't have what to pay, then you're not allowed to demand from him. Because in such an instance, the tviya is understood to be klapi the gavra atzmo. In other words, he has no money, so he can't be asking for his money. Er hot nishken geld. Er hot nishken geld. Vos hot er yo? His body. So you're coming and saying, give me the money. He doesn't have money. So you're being tovea from the gavra. But the gavra doesn't have. But that's why the Torah says, we don't start up with the gavra, just with his money. He owes you money. So give the money. But if he doesn't have, therefore it's dafka b'shein lo. Imein lo. So then it's not about the money anymore. It's about him, the gavra. And that's what the Torah asks. The Torah forbids you to demand from the gavra. By the Akum, they put him in jail. And then we don't do that, because by Akum, it's on the Gavra, but we don't. That's the mercy of the Torah, that when it comes to a Jew, when it's a Nochri, it's a mitzvah ligos, the Rambam says, Sefer HaMitzvahs. But, and in Perek Aleph Mechoslova Malva Alocha Beis, but when it comes to a Yehudi, there's no Tvi on the Gavra, only by Akum there's a Tvi on the Gavra. אז ההנהגה הזו, עם הלווה, כי אדם שהוא עצמו מתחייב מצד עצמו, ולא רק לשלם ממונו, נאסר בלב שלא תהיה לו כנושה. The issur of losia lo kenosha is to relate to this person as somebody who is mischayev mitzad atzmo, not only to pay the money. And we don't allow that, therefore we don't allow nosha if he doesn't have. The nidon is only on his mom and not on him, and if he doesn't have mom and then you're starting up with him, that's asur. וזה מבואר גם כן במה שכתוב בהמשך הפרשה לעניין השבת האבות, that it says to give him back is collateral. Same הנהגה, like it says in the פסוק, חובוב, כי היא כסוסה לבדה, היא שמלסו לאורו, במה ישגב. Because his is his garment alone, it is his covering for his flesh. How is he going to lie? How do you not return to him his blanket? How's he going to go to sleep? We have to understand the kfeilus of this pasuk. Kihi ksusa levada, it's his covering alone. He sim laso, it's his garment, lauro for his flesh. Bamei yishkav. Let's look in the Mechilta, what's brought from Rashi, what Rashi brings. So based on what we said, we can explain pshat in the pasuk, that since it's ksusa levado, it's not an inyan of stam netilas mamonis. Since it alone is his covering, so you're not just taking his money. Rather, elahisim lasel la'oro. Rather, you're doing a pa'ula be'oro be'gufo shel alove. Because if you take it, b'mei yishkav, how's he going to lie? How's he going to go to sleep? So Meil is a chabala be'adam be'atzmo, v'lorak be'mimono. We're being chovil here in the person, and not just in the person's money. And that's the kvelus in the pasuk. Kiyuksusa levada. It is his covering alone. So since it's his covering, Memela he's simla seliyaro. Memela, it's a tvi on his or. You're taking away from his, the person is taking away from his body, from his flesh. Because by me yishkaf, how's he gonna, if he takes it, how's he gonna lie? So this is a chavala ba'adim ba'atzma v'lorak b'mimono. V'etzein elo v'chayav. And therefore, this chabala is aser. And that's also the gedder of the iser of mashkon of klei oichel nefesh, the iser of not taking kalim of food, because that's a pula below v'atzma. That's not only b'mimono; it's food, is his flesh, his life. V'etzel lo chayav lo. However, there's an afkamina between the mashkon and gvias chov, because by gvias chov, except for the mandiyomer of misadrin lebal chov, we're gov everything. Because a mashkon relates to promising payment by the person who's chayev, and when this haftacha has a ma'isa biyachas l'adam atzmo, is covering this mashkon, so it's aser to take it. Hashem came b'gvias chov, there the asiyah is b'mimono, it has nothing to do with the gavra. There's just an additional din, according to the opinion of Misadrim l'bal chov, that we leave k'dei chayev. We leave Kidei Chayev. But by a mashkon, the din is that you have to give it back, because that's a maisa biyachas l'adam atzma. Whereas by collecting a loan, that's not a maisa b'adam atzma. That's a din in the mominus. He owes this money, it has to go back. So the mashkon has to be returned because of ma'aseh v'gufo shel adam. Whereas by mamonis, by gvias chov, since that's mamonis, so we're allowed to take everything, except according to the opinion of misadrin l'bal chov. That is a din of misadrin l'bal chov, that we make sure that he remains with kidei chayev. But again, there's no taking him to jail, because it's not allowed to be done to gufo. To the gavra, just to his money. And therefore by mashkon, it's begavra, so it has to be returned. However, by gvias chov, that's a din in mamonis, so one's allowed to collect whatever he can collect. Whatever the guy has, if he has it all, so then you take it all. Unless, according to being a misadrin of bal chov, then we leave him with kidei chayev. Al kopanim, the gvias chov is a din in the mamonis. Hashem came by mashkon, that's in the gufo, so it has to be returned. So now we understand very nicely how this lav is included in the Isser of Ribis. And dafkun the lashon of neshech, because the Rambam says in Perek Dal, Milchus Mavo Loiva, Alocha Alif, Falamanikor Shmoy Neshech, Mabanekor Shushun Kenoshech, Shemitzar Lachaver Vochel Psaro. Because he's like biting, he's Mitzar, his friends, like biting his flesh. He's like eating his flesh. That's what a neshecha is. Neshecha is a bite. So noishich is mitzar chaver v'echol b'sar v'nimtza shegviat chov zo p'gia be'adam atzmo. This ribis is a p'gia, it's like biting his flesh. Like the Rambam says, he's your friend, he's your b'sir, you're biting his b'sbasar. U'belav harei ne'emal. Shelo chal b'Yisrael הלוואה וחלות חיוב, אלא ביחס לממונו, ולא בפגיעה בו, אסור לפגוע בו. You're not allowed to hurt the person himself. Only his money. And therefore, ribis is included in losia lo kenosha. We ask, what's the kesh between ribis and losia kenosha? Losia lo kenosha is when he doesn't have, and you're toveya, so that's on his goof. He's saying, give me. Make sure you're starting up with the person. He doesn't have money to give you. So it's a tviya begufo. So too ribis is biting into him. So it's mamish works together in the same pasuk. And when one is over on ribis, then one is over on losia lo kenosha, like we saw before. בכך אפשר להבין גם מה שכותב הרמב״ם בפרק א' מהלכות מלווה ולווה הלכה ג', שאסור למלווה להראות לבעל חובו בזמן שיודע שאין לו, אפילו לעבור לפניו, שלא יפחידו או יחלימו אף על פי שאינו טובו. The מלווה is not allowed to show himself to the Baal Chov when he knows he doesn't have, even to pass before him. He shouldn't put him in fear. He shouldn't embarrass him, even though he doesn't say a word to him. And his makor is in the Sugin above Mitzayah and Hamid Beis. And the Lechem Mishnah is Medayik. Not a lav gomor, but it's just an Isser. To show yourself to the Baal Chov when he doesn't have. ובמחילת כאן כתוב על מה שעל הפסוק לא תהיה לו כנושה. דהיינו שלא תראה לו בכל זמן. So the question is, if it's not mamish alav, then where do you get the yisr from? The Lechem Mishnah is medayik from the Rambam she'asur l'mav l'haris mamish, that's not mamish alav, but it's just an yisr. But if it's not alav of lo siya lo kenosha, then where's the yisr? אבל כמו שהסברנו, יסוד האיסור הוא בהנהגה המעמידה את הלווה כמי שהוא עצמו מחויב בפירעון. The yisur is making the lover, making the borrower, somebody who he himself is chayev to pay, the gavra. It's not a din in his mom, a din in him. He has to pay the person. And therefore we don't care about his embarrassment, and he's afraid, and it's unpleasant for him, and there's ribbis that bites him. We don't care about all that stuff. The Torah says, no, see a lo kenosha. Don't do that. And that negates the possibility, the ability, the permission of a person to go before him. Levai sho lafchido. Because that's like ribbis. It's a begiyah in the person. So that's all the Alfusa Le'isser. In other words, since it's the same yisod of making the person feel unpleasant, of embarrassing him, of causing him emotional harm, the person, so it's an isser. Av mashno gela lav mamash tzarich ma'ase shel noshe. So you have to do mamsha ma'ase noshe. What's a ma'ase noshe? To be tovem beferish or to be malve ribis, and therefore there's no lav. The lav mamish is doing a maisa v'nosha. What's the maisa? To be toveim, say, give me the money if he doesn't have. Or being malvim beribis. It's also a maisa. But just to walk by him, that's not a maisa v'nosha. So memela, it's enough to cause him displeasure, discomfort, and memela, it's going to be usur, because it's the same principle as being a nosha, as being a malvim beribis. But it's not mamish going to be part of the lav, because it's not a maisa v'nosha. אז יש עוד הרבה לומר בסוגיה הזאת, and ברצוס השם דרכנו, hopefully in the next year, I'm hoping that Hashem should give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim and the good health, that we should continue learning Yisodos Gedolim b'inyan losia lo kenosha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.